Vayikra is a very nice tag over here in the top of the page. There's a really nice thing over here. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem el Elav, Me'oil Mo'elei Mar. We have a Vayikra. Vayikra, Hashem called out to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to him from the oil Mo'eid Lamar. Okay, so let's go to the Rashi. This is a long Rashi. Let's go through very quickly. Vayikra el Moshe, L'chol Dibrois, L'chol Amirois, L'chol Tzivuyim, Kodma Kriya. Every time we have a Dibor, when Hashem speaks, or an Amira, or a Tzivuy, three different words. Dibor, Amira, Tzivuy, Kodma Kriya. The word Vayikra precedes. Rashi here is not giving us examples. We have to go on a scavenger hunt on our own to find examples where Hashem, when Hashem, before he calls out, he speaks with Dibor, Amira, and Tzivuy. He precedes it with the word Vayikra. Vayavar Hashem al pana, Vayikra, Tzlichas, Vayikra. And what's Lashon word Vayikra? So he says Lashon Chiba. The word Vayikra is an expression of love. How do we know that? Lashon Shemalachi Hasharis Mishtam Shemboi, because Malachi Hasharis, they use this. How do we know this? We say this every single day. Shenemar Vikoro Ze El Ze Viomar. Aval Neviyah Umay Sa'il, when Hashem reveals himself to the non-Jews, Nigla lehen b'loshen arai v'tuma, temporary and contamination, shenemar vayikor Elohim el Bilam. So it's a play on the word vayikor with an aleph loshen of chiba. When it's the Bilam, when it's the goyim, it's vayikor loshen of kar, cold, chance, a mikra, an accident. Okay, that's number one. Number two, vayikor el Moshe hakol hilcha magil la'aznav, the voice of Hashem would reach his ears, v'chol Yisrael lo shoyim in. This was a laser-guided earwaves. It's a very fascinating concept, because when a person speaks, you cannot control who hears your voice. When you send out, Meir knows, Meir's into cryptology, Meir's into signals, enemy signals. When you send out a broadcast, it goes out to the whole world. And every single living creature has the ability to intercept that signal. So what do you do? You encrypt it, right? How does it work in today's day and age? If you want to send someone a message and you only want one person to understand the message, there is no way you can do it. It's impossible to send a message directly to a specific person. It just doesn't work like that. You have to send a message with the assumption that somebody is going to intercept it. If you broadcast electrical signals, a radio frequency broadcast, the whole world can hear it. You have the right equipment, you're going to be able to receive it. What then, how then does your intended target receive the message? The message is encrypted, and you need an encryption key to unscramble it. And the only way, and then you have all the new sophistication, you have a 64-bit encryption, 128-bit encryption, and then they have all these new technologies which the government uses in order to prevent somebody from intercepting the encryption, from reading the message, because it's basically impossible to send a message, to broadcast the message without other people intercepting it. This Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, was way ahead of his time. He created a signal, this incredible, this Rashi over here, cryptologists. Every cryptologist who doesn't know this Rashi doesn't know what in the world they're missing out on. Annie Neuberger, I wonder if she appreciates this Rashi that we're learning over here. Annie Neuberger, she went to Beis Yaakov. She's now the head of cybersecurity in the United States. She's the top person in the country protecting this country from cybersecurity. And cybersecurity, it's all about encryption. And anyone can access any website you want, anything you want, you can go. Only question is, are you going to be able to get in? So here we have an incredible concept over here. And it says over here that the Ribbono Shel Olam was a way ahead of his time. He was able to create a signal where the signal was not even received by other people. You could have all the equipment you want in the world. You're not going to be able even to receive the signal. Therefore, Hashem doesn't need even to encrypt his signal, because there's only one person that's going to get it. Mayor, isn't this amazing stuff?
Yeah, but it's available already today.
What are you talking about, available today?
Can have a laser, which is aimed directly at one direction, so it doesn't spread.
All right, I don't know. All right, let's find. Fine, you're telling me? Fine. whatever it is, but this is way before Hashem's time. Here he says over here, Akol ha'ilech where? Umagia le'oznav. The only place where the sound waves went were to the ears of Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else was able to pick up the sound waves. That's incredible. That's incredible. B'chol Yisrael lo'y shoymin. No one even heard it. Today you can hear everything. You won't understand a word because the message is encrypted. You're not going to understand it, but you can pick it up. You can pick up any signal you want. Yachal aflaf sokris chesoku. I would think, whatever you want, on your phone you can download an app on your for your phone, and you can pick up basically every single signal in the ear, and you will be shocked out of your mind how many signals there are in the ear right now. You wonder why we're going mashuga. The earwaves are so full of signals from every branch of government. And all these, you know, on your smartphone, Wi-Fi, you just see a couple of signals, if you even see any. But if you download a certain app, it can show you like there's like 100 signals in the air. It's unbelievable. These are all government signals. These are military signals. These are police, local, state. Who knew? You have from Con Ed, your meter, your gas meter is now all wireless. And the water meter is wireless. These are all signals. These are all. Everything is wireless now, and all of these are special signals that are in the air, and just you don't know about them. But if you have the equipment, so what's the problem? So why can I manipulate? Why can all the ganavim manipulate their gas bills? Because they don't. It's encrypted. You can hear the signal, but you don't know what it's saying. By Hakadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol Yisrael loy shoymin. They didn't even hear it. Yachol av. Now he goes into another very bizarre concept. This is very bizarre. Yachol af laf sokets haitzakuria. This is very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, but he gives Moshe a recess, a break. So I would think that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a break, that the break, the calling, that the moment of silence is also part of the kriya, the Lashon Chiba. Tamalai mar vayidaber. The word vayidaber means speech. Ledibor haisa kriya v'loy lahav sokais. It's not a moment of kriya and a moment of silence. Now Rashi goes on to the mohayu apsokais mishamtus. What was the purpose of the hafsokais? What was the purpose? Litein revach l'moshel l'zbonim mit parshul parshul ben inyin l'inyin kal mochamil l'hedyot halabim l'hedyot. You need time to absorb. A person needs time to reflect, to absorb. You have a lesson, you need a break in order to let the message sink in. Okay, so that's why now. So, what is Rashi saying when somebody, let's just go back with the second part of Rashi? It's a very fascinating idea. Kriya is an expression of love. But when it's a moment of silence, that's not love. When Hashem is not speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fool me and tell me that's a moment of love. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent, that's not a moment you can call love. And why then is there silence? It's a necessary evil in this world. Because in order for man to absorb and reflect Hashem's message, you need there to be a moment of absence, when the love is absent. This goes back to our old principle that we discussed many times. If everyone in this world is choshev, no one is choshev. Today we live in a society of yeshiva, and the yeshiva says that every boy, this boy is the best boy in the yeshiva. And then this boy, he's the best boy. And the best boy. We live in a society where everyone is the best. When someone calls up for a shidduch, everyone is the best boy. Best boy in Lakewood. Everyone gets an award. They have graduations. So today, some of the schools say it's because there's a crazy world. They don't have a valedictorian anymore. A lot of the schools, they stopped having valedictorians. How can we make a valedictorian a salutatorian? Everyone is a valedictorian. Everyone in the yeshiva is the best. Everyone is the best. Because that's the society we live in today. Everyone needs chizuk. Everyone's depressed. Everyone needs attention. So if you're going to go make one person more chashuv than the next, the people that are not going to be get their awards, they're going to be suicidal. That's the reality today. But years ago, it wasn't like that. Years ago, there's a valedictorian. There's a salutatorian. And then there's a few other words. And everyone else is not. there are people that are choshev, and there are people that didn't make it to that league of being choshev. Because if every single person is choshev, nobody is choshev. So here we have to understand what's going on with this Rashi. Rashi, the very profound Rashi. Rashi here says, Vayikra. Chiba. Hashem is calling to Moshe with love. If every single moment of our relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Chiba, the moment when Hashem is speaking to us, and the moment when Hashem is not speaking to us, then there's no Chiba. That's not called Chiba. In order that Vayidaber, in order, we have the word Vayikra, Vayikra is Vikora Zel Zevi Amar, there's Chiba. In order for there to be Chiba, there has to be a moment when there's not Chiba. If every moment when Hashem is speaking is Chiba, and then when Hashem doesn't speak to us, and He gives us a few moments of time to reflect and to absorb, Revach lis boinin bin inyin le'inyin, if that's also, you're going to tell me, oh, that's also Chiba. Hashem is giving us recess. He's letting us develop. And our minds are going to blossom by absorbing the lessons. If that's also called a moment of Chiba, then when Hashem calls to us and speaks to us, that's not, then that's Chiba, then there's no Chiba. In order for someone to be choshev, there has to be a person that is not choshev. In order for there to be a moment of Chiba, there has to be a moment where there is an absence of Chiba. And Rashi explains that the Chiba is expressed in two dimensions. Number one, Hashem shows us Klal Yisrael Chiba, not. What are the nats? What's critical here to appreciate, what are the nats? Not the Umay Sa'olam. And number two, even the Chiba that Hashem shows us, it's at select moments of time. And there are moments that there is not a show of Chiba. That makes the moments that Hashem speaks to us Chiba. Something is only defined relative to what it's not. On a piece of paper, you have ink, you have a word. The letter, every letter on this page is defined relative to the background of what it's not. And you have to define something by where the Chiba is absent. Chiba is love. There's Chiba for us and not to the Umar Sa'ilah. There's Chiba at the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, and there is an absence of Chiba when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not speaking to us, even though when He's not speaking to us, it's not a punishment. It's because it's a necessary part of the world. That you have to be revach l'spoinim. Okay, next Rashi. Elof, what does it mean, Elof? Hashem spoke to Moshe, Elof. L'may des Aaron, Hashem spoke to Moshe and not Aaron. Rav Yehuda Omer, Yudgimol, Divrois, Nemru, B'Torah, L'Moshe, Ula Aaron. We have 13 times in the Torah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, Aaron. Chenegem, Nemru, Yudgimol, Mi'utin. 13 times is there a mi'ut. It says Dibur. And 13 times does it say something equivalent to the word a love. What does that mean to say? L'lamdecha, sh'loi le'aharoi nemru, ela le'moshe sh'yoymer li'aharoi. 13 times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe u'l'aharon, but in those 13 times that it says Hashem spoke to Moshe v'aharon, because in those 13 times it says also a miut to one, not the other, we have to understand. And when it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe the Aharon, it does not mean Hashem spoke to both of them together, but instead, Hashem spoke only to Moshe, and Moshe was instructed to relay the message to his brother Aaron. L'lam chasheloi l'Aaron nemru, el l'Moshe sheyoymar li'Aaron. V'elu hein yud gimel mi'utin. He's now going to list for us the 13. Number one, l'daber itoy, with him. Number two, midaber elav, two. Number three, vayidaber elav is three. V'ne'adati l'cha, kulon, v'toras v'hanim, and medrash halacha and vayikra, he's not listing them all. Yachal, I would think, shamu esakol hakriya. I would think that they all heard Or Aaron heard the call of the calling out. This is, I think, a quote from the Torah Behanim. Moshe Shemea, the Chol Yisrael Loshem. Maybe it's going back to the previous part of the pasuk. Only one that heard was Moshe, the Chol Yisrael Loshamu. Okay, it seems like he's going back over here in Rashi to the end of the beginning of what he said in the beginning, that only Moshe was able to pick up the signal. Only Moshe, no one else. Okay, let's go further. Me'ol Moed. Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Ol Moed. Malamed Shaya Kol Nifsak V'lo Yoytzei Chutz Lo'il. The call came to him from Me'ol, from the tent. The call was Nifsak, it stopped. It stopped. V'lo Yoytzei Chutz Lo'il. Why? Why did the ear waves, the sound waves, did it stop? Yachol Mibnei Sha'kol Nomuchitz a low sound. Tamalema Es Ha'kol V'lehei Ha'idiyah. Ma hakol hu hakol hamufurish b'tehillim kol Hashem hakoyach kol Hashem mehador with spodu kol Hashem shuvar rozim im kemal neimar me'ol moed melamed shohayo hakol nifsak. Why then they say from the ol moed? To teach you that the sound waves did not go past the ol moed. Koyotzei bo v'kol kanfei hakaruvim nishma ad hechotzer hachitzeno. What does it mean hechotzer hachitzeno? It was a mighty sound. But in this in Yecheskel, once the sound reached there, the courtyard, it stopped. So the sound wave that Kosparov was working with are very unique. When Hashem wanted to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem sent him a direct signal. And there was no one in the world that was able to intercept, to receive that signal, that broadcast to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to speak to you, it was only heard by Moshe Rabbeinu. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Ol Moed, the sound that Hashem spoke there did not leave the Ol Moed. No one can come with an instrument. Like today they have, you can buy an Amazon. It's really scary what's available in the free market. You can buy these instruments where you can basically eavesdrop on everything that's going on all around you. If you want to know what's going on in your next door neighbor's house, for a couple of bucks, mom, it's really frightening. If you want to know every single thing that they're talking about next door, you go to Amazon for a few bucks. You can listen with crystal clear clarity to every single word that's being said in your neighbor's homes on your block. It's unbelievable. Mayor, I'm sure Mayor has tried this a few times. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't work like that. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, you think all of the most sophisticated equipment that you want, it doesn't go. The sound only goes to the intended person, and the sound does not leave a certain zone. It's an incredible technology that Kadosh Baruch Hu is using that we know nothing about. The Ol Moed Lamar. It's very interesting that you know, there are people out there, holy people out there. Think about this. There are people out there in this world that are holy people. And somehow they have a certain sense. Their kedusha, their sanctity, allows them to perceive things that the average person does not perceive. And we look at them and we say to ourselves, if he's able to pick this up, don't you think it should, the signal, what they're sensing, we also should be able to a degree to at least have a certain sensation. And the answer is no. The answer is absolutely not. You learn from this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with a person, it is so personal, it does not follow any rule that we are familiar with in this world. And it's a technology that we're not familiar with. You think that the Ol Moed that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim? No. Tamalem mi'alak ha'peres. On top of the Aru, yachol mi'alak ha'peres, kula, the entire ha'peres, tamalem in the pasuk. Loimar mi'bein shnei ha'kruvim. So the sound was only limited from the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the top of the Aru between the kruvim. Loimar tsevi emo lochem diri kivushim. Hashem says to Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael harsh words. B'shvilchem hu nedaber imi shekin musin shekol lamed cheshana 38 years shechon yisrael b'midbar kiminudim min hameraglim ve'elich loy nisyachit hadibor im Moshe. For 38 years from the time that Klal Yisrael, they rejected Eretz Yisrael, the aftermath of the Meraglim, they were nidui, excommunication, so Moshe did nothing wrong, yet Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu for 38 years. Why not? Because Hashem only spoke to Moshe because he represented Klal Yisrael. If Hashem was angry at Klal Yisrael, so Hashem did not speak to Moshe. Moshe had nothing special. Very powerful Rashi. You're only as good as the people who you serve. The people who you serve are no good, then you're worthless. Persons only, it's an incredible people, they get a little carried away with themselves. They think they're independent. I don't need you. I don't need you. You have some very talented people out there in the world. And the whole success only really came from the people who they serve. And then they get carried away with themselves. They think they can go out on their own and they'll be even more successful. And guess what? When they go out on their own, they can't even go dalet amos. They can't even crawl. Because the person's success is all built upon the people who he represents and who he serves. So let's go further over here. Leimat sevim lochem divrei kavushim ben beshvilchem ani midan ani dabrei mihu midabrei mishkan masin shalom chashan shochay yisrael b'midbar kiminudim min hamaraglim ba'eloch. They were nidui, they were excommunicated. Leim nisyachid adibrei moish Hashem did not speak to Moshe shenemar vika ashatamu kol anshe melchom olamus. It was only after the evil people who died from the miraglim, then vaydar Hashem elai leimar elai hayadibar. Then Hashem was able to speak to me, but until the point of time there was no dibur. Davar acher tzeli emor lachem devarai veheshivveni imi kablem kama shnemar v'yoshev Moshe stivre ha'am gamra. Another halacha. Over here, Hashem over here was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sending you on a mission, and whenever you send a person on a mission, the requirement is you have to come back and report back, osisi shiluchayich, I have done your bidding. One more time, tzeli emor lachem devarai. Vahashiveni, come back to me and report im yikablu, if they're willing to accept my words. Like by Matan Torah, Moshe returned to Hashem. Moshe, Hashem said Moshe to tell them the mitzvah Hagbola, don't come near the mountain. And Hashem, Moshe reported back to Hashem, I told them not to go near the mountain. I have done your command. Remember, we learn Purim time. I told you this chiddush. But that's the purpose of Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos, the word is Mishloach. It doesn't say Litein Matanos. Mishloach, and which the Binyan Tzion, the famous Shita, a pain of the Binyan Tzion is that a person should send a gift to his friend on Purim through an agent. The ideal way to send Mishloach Manos is not to give the gift directly, but to give it to an agent. Well, how do you know that? Because that's what it says in the Pasuk, Mishloach. Mishloach means a shliach. So we ask the question, why? Who needs a shliach? Do it yourself. Mitzvah boy, yoyser, mibishluchoy. And we gave this answer is because the main part of Mishloach Manos is not so much giving the gift. The main part is to create an agent, so that the agent should come back to the sender and say, I've done the mission. Because that's what Purim is all about. It's all about a messenger reporting back to the master, I've done your command. Esther, what was Esther? Esther was the messenger of Mordechai. She reported back. Okay, this is a big time. You have to go back and analyze the whole story of Purim in this light, of this concept of a shaliach returning back to the master and telling the master, I've done the agency. When Esther was in the palace, there was Daniel. Daniel was delivering messages back and forth between Esther and Mordechai. Vayavor hasoch, vayageid le'Esther as divrei Mordechai. Vatomer Esther la'hasoch, vatetzaveo Mordechai. Okay, there's a lot of intrigue in the Megillah about the messenger service. Okay, the Pony Express has its roots in Megillah's Esther. There's something about a receipt. Okay, but over here we have this. I'm going to go back to the Pasuk. We're talking about Yikra El Moshe. There's so many things in this Pasuk. Let's review outside what we learned before the Targum. Time is going very quickly. Vayikra Moshe, Vayikra Loshna, Vayikra Loshna of love. Vikara Zel Zev Yamar. By Bilam, it says Vayikar, there is no Aleph, Vayikar, love. The word Vayikra appears before the word Vayidaber. There are three terms. We have word Dibur, we have the word Amira Lamar, and we have the word Tzaf, the word Tzitzaf, next week's Parsha. Next week's Parsha is Parsha of Tzaf. Tzav Espedei Shal Vimar Talehem. Also, Karbonis. So before the word Vayidaber, before the word Vayomer or Lamar, Emar, or before the word Tzav comes Vayikra, these three expressions are all done through love. And where and but the love is only when there's Dibur. When there is no Dibur, then there is no love. And the love is only to Klal Yisrael, not to the Umay Soila. Okay, then we would also, and he called to Moshe, when he called to Moshe, the sound only went to his ears. There was no need for Hashem to encrypt the message, because the message was delivered only to the intended recipient. No one can possibly interfere with the signal. And then, so Hashem called to Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, come, come. Moshe comes. When he arrives, he enters into the Ol Moed, and Hashem in the Ol Moed, Vayidab Hashem Elof, May Ol Moed Lamar. From this expression, May Ol Moed, we learn that when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu inside the Ol Moed, Hashem's Dibur, his sound, did not leave the Ol Moed. It did not leave the Mishkan. It stayed in the Mishkan. It was confined to that location, and there were no sound waves that spread to other locations. What's the word Lamar? Lamar means give them, tell them the following message. Give them Musa. Speak to them Divrei Kivushin. Okay, even though Divrei Kivushin, and what are Divrei Kivushin? Divrei Kivushin is I'm only speaking, Hashem is only speaking to Moshe in the Schus of Klal Yisrael. And Lamar also means Lamar, and this, remember we had a whole discussion last week, what is the translation of the word Lamar? We had two translations. Either means Lamar means Hashem speak to me, saying, or Lamar means go tell them the following message. So here Rashi is saying something a little bit different. Rashi, say the Emelohem Devarai. Lamar over here means go out and tell them my and report back. Okay, report back. He's saying a big chiddush. The Lamar is Lamar. That's what he's learning. He's holding up shot in the pasuk. Go and tell them a message, and I want you, Moshe, to come back to me and tell me what they said. So Lamar, according to Rashi, means you, Moshe, you come to me and tell me what they said. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Done. That already includes, I'm telling you, and I want you to go, and I want you to deliver a message. And then, after the message has been delivered, it's a given. I'm speaking to you, and it's a given that you're going to go and you're going to tell Klal Yisrael the message. But then Lamar means, after they hear the message, I want you to report back to me and tell me what they said. The video is interesting. It's very different. If someone tells you a message, and you are aware that the person who's sending you the message is watching your reaction to the message, you're going to listen to the message in a very different way than if you're just, you know, browsing and listening to nonsense. If you're under scrutiny, how are you going to respond? That's a whole different league. Okay, this concludes Rashi. The basic gist, a lot of Rashi is jam-packed with Chidushim. Now we have an incredible Targum. This Targum is really awesome. Tavoyah says, this is an incredible quote, Ukiro l'moshe u'malel Hashem imei. Hashem called to Moshe. No, it seems very innocent, right? Ukiro l'moshe, Hashem called to Moshe. U'malel Hashem imei, Hashem spoke imei with him. Mi mashkan zimna, we had it many times, from the temporary tent. The oil moed means, this target we had this many times, l'shitase means a temporary abode. Not this. This is only meant to be here for 40 years, even less. And then we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and build a permanent structure. That's called the Ol Moed. L'meimar, Pavari Parv, he doesn't want to get involved in any controversy. The Targum just translates the words at a very simple level. However, he did leave one booby trap. He left one massive explosive, a landmine, in this pasuk. You would never believe, I would never pick this up enough for the Ma'atsari. And that is one letter. Targum went and he added a letter that really, according to the rules of Aramaic, if we bring over here into the we go to Oxford University and find the biggest expert in Aramaic, and we tell him to translate the word Vayikra into Aramaic, he would not translate the word Ukira. No way. He would lose his PhD. His PhD would be revoked if he would translate the word Vayikra Ukira. He would translate the word Kira. Now, what do we mean? So let me read for you inside, because why should I go say nonsense when we can read it from the source, from the Ma'atsari? This is an incredible thing he doesn't say now. Ukira. Okay, so notice, there's a Vav, Ukira. Tergem ha'ois Vav, the word Vav Ukira, Targum is translating it, shall Vayikra, shall he's adding the Vav into the translation. Ulefi pshutai, he Vav ha'hepuch. So in other words, before we get into the Targum, let's just learn basic grammar. Basic. The word Yikra means the future tense. Whenever you have a word, usually when there's a yud in the beginning of a word, a yud means the future tense. Vayikra. He will call out. Now, if the pasuk would say Yikra el Moshe, it would mean he will in the future call to Moshe. Right? That's what the word would ordinarily mean. He will call to Moshe. But that doesn't make any sense because it already happened. This happened in the first year. This happened in the Midbar. Hashem is not gonna when we are reading this today. It's not going to happen in the future. It already happened. When Moshe wrote these words down in the Torah, it already happened. So in grammar, in Hebrew grammar, how do you take a word that is written in the future tense and transform it to the past tense? You add a Vav. That's the magic of the letter Vav. The Vav takes a word and transforms it from one tense to the opposite tense. So Yikra, he will call out, is transformed to the past. He called out in the past. How? With the Vav. Va-yikra. Whether it's vi-yikra, va-yikra. Here, va-yikra to the past tense. So, what does the word mean when everything is said and done? Yikra is the future tense. The Vav transforms the future to the past. And we in English will now translate it, and he called. The past tense. So in Aramaic, how do you translate the word and he called? Kara. There's no Vav. In Aramaic, the past tense does not have a Vav. So the problem here is, the Targum does have a Vav. Ukira. Ella Shabaramis. Okay, I'm reading over here. Ella Shabaramis. Ein Vav Ahipoch. There is no such thing as the Vav Hibach. The Lashon Avar Shel Korah, the past tense of Korah, who rock Korah. Okay, Korah, he's putting over here in Nikudos with a Komatz Korah, is Lashon is the Korah is the future. Call out Korah with a Komatz Korah. How do you change an Aramaic from Korah with a Komatz to the past tense, kira, a shva, two little dots, kira. V'im kain, so here comes a nuclear bomb, tsaruch loymar. So what's the Vav doing there? The Targum should have said, kira l'moisha. Kira l'moisha, which means, by he called Kira l'Moshe. It should say Kira l'Moshe. There's no need for the Vav. It should say Kira l'Moshe. So why there is the vav then? Now, so what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, so what's going on? The vav doesn't belong there. So what's going on? So he goes on to what vim kein tsarch loimar shaladas unkelis ha'ois vav kan mishameshes gam kevav hachibur. And he called out. The vav is doing two things. Number one, it is transforming the future to the past. Number two, the vav also serves as a vav hachibur. It is connecting this pasuk to the previous pasuk. There's a very big problem with that. There is no previous pasuk. This is the beginning of the book. This is the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. There are four blank lines in between this pasuk and the previous pasuk. There is no connection. You can't go connect this to anywhere. It's the middle. It's a new sefer. It's a sefer bifnei atzmai. So what kind of chibur is there? Uchalosh and Rashi. That's later on. We're talking about Losh and Rashi. Vav Moisel Inyan Rishon. Like Rashi talks about Vav Moisel. When it comes to the moment, it's coming to add. The Ulai Daitoi Kirebi Ibn Ezra. Okay, I'm going to read a few words. I'm trying to tie up a whole bunch of things together in one shot in one moment. Rabbeinu Bechaye Sheperashai Vilhu Kara Einachanami. The Unkelis is not the only one that understands the Vav here to be not just the Vav Achibur, but also to be a connection to the previous Pasuk. Vilhu Kara, Vilhu Kara. Shehakovoid haniskar besoif chumish shemais korol amoshe. What was the very end before the end of chumish shemais? I have it over here. One second. The very end of chumish shemais. Vayakol pekudei. Vlo yochol moshe. Below Vayichas He'onon Es Oil Moich, what Hashem Moli Es HaMishkan. Vlo Yochel Moish Elo Oil Al Moich, Ki Shachar Al He'onon Uchvoid Hashem, the honor of Hashem, Moli Es HaMishkan. And then it goes on to say, Vlo Yochel Moish He'onon Uyal HaMishkan, Yisu Neishol Mbuchol Masiyem, Vim Lo Yel He'onon Lo Yisu Ad Yom He'olo Yisoy. So, what the Targum is trying to suggest is, who called to Moshe? Who's calling? It's the kovod of Hashem that's calling. It's not just Hashem. It's the kovod of Hashem is calling to Moshe. Okay, now let me just finish up over here. What it says over there, we'll explain and we'll finish up very quickly. Alright, once it's part of an expression of speech. I am Ashkosel, come on. Okay, this is amazing stuff because we're saying over here like this. Over here we have a very bizarre pasuk. Let's be honest. We would expect the pasuk to begin Vayikra like a typical parsha. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. Right, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. No. And we do have. Vayidaber Hashem Elof, Mel Boy Lamar. Pretty close, right? What's going on over here? Vayikra Moshe. What's going on over here? Rashi is very bothered. Very bothered. Why is there Vayikra Moshe? Why is there Vayidaber Hashem Elof? Rashi, right away, now we're beginning to appreciate Rashi is a super commentary. Rashi is not writing his commentary out of nowhere. Rashi is coming to attack Unkelis. He's coming to pick up on the nuances of Unkelis. Unkelis is saying in a tremendous chiddush. The parsha could not begin with the words Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, because who's speaking to Moshe? Hashem. Very nice. Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Very nice. No, there's more going on here. Vayikra means the Kavoid Hashem is speaking to Moshe. There's a difference between the kovod of Hashem speaking to Moshe and Hashem speaking to Moshe. Now, what is the difference? I have no idea. this Inyani Kabbalah, obviously. But it's a different, you know, you all could appreciate that the President of the United States, make believe. Let's say the President of the United States, he's your buddy-buddy, he's your buddy-buddy from kindergarten. So when he becomes, let's say he wins the election, he calls you up and he says, guess what, I won the election. And he talks to you like he talks to you in kindergarten, because he's talking to you privately. So when he talks to you privately, he talks to you street talk, because that's how you know him. Then he invites you to the ceremony. He invites you to the State of the Union address, and he addresses you in front of the whole world. When he speaks to you in the capacity of the Melech, he speaks to you in a different tone, in a different pitch of voice, and a different vocabulary, and he uses a teleprompter. He speaks to you in a whole different form. That's the Kavod Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe every day. I mean, well, different kufas. But then Hashem also spoke to Moshe, the Kavod Hashem, in the presence of Klal Yisrael. So it's incredible. The Vav here, Vayikrael Moshe, Targum says this is another, if it would just be he called, there's no need for the Vav. Because in Aramaic, a Shava denotes the past tense. Why then is there a Vav? We're going back to the Kavod Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe. It was the Kavod. The Kavod Hashem called to Moshe. And then, once the Kavod Hashem spoke to Moshe, and the whole Klal Yisrael appreciated what was going on, oh, now let's have a private conversation, no one's business. There you go, Moshe. The truth is, Rashi really says everything that we just said, and now the whole Rashi makes so much more sense. Because Rashi starts out of Hilchot Dibros, Hilchot Dibros, we have over here, Amiris, you have Dibor, Amira, Tzivoy, Kadma, Kui. What does that mean? What's clear? Lashon Chiba. What's going on over here? Rashi over here is telling us over here is that before HaKadosh Baruch had a private conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu, he publicly acknowledged Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Vav, the Ma'at Sari is taking us back to the difference between the Kovod of Hashem speaking to a person and Hashem speaking to a person. When Hashem talks, Hashem is just talking me and you. We don't have to get involved with all the formalities. Let's just have a conversation. But when the Kovod speaks, the whole world is watching. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over a private message to Moshe Rabbeinu and gave over an Amir, gave over a Tzivoy, first it was done in the framework for the whole Klal Yisrael to appreciate. Now you understand why Rashi goes on to explain, to tell them, this whole Rashi, because over here, this makes no sense of it. Lamar, say the Emel Dibri Kavushim, Bishvilchem, who nidaber imi. Shekein matzin b'chol sholam, 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 b'chol sholam. Tell them, Hashem is only speaking to me, I'm only having this private conversation, Vayidaber Hashem Elav, only because the Kavod called out to me, Vayikrel Moshe, the Vav Achibor, only because Hashem spoke to me in the presence of the whole Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is Choshev. Only because there's a Vayikra, which represents the Kavod of Klal Yisrael, is there going to be a Vayidaber, a Dibor, to me personally. But if you, Klal Yisrael, don't have to get your act together, and Hashem doesn't want to give you Kavod, then there's no Vayikra, and if there's no Vayikra, there's no Vayidaber. It explains exactly why Rashi is that. What else did Rashi do? Rashi also went through this whole thing about what's going on in Rashi, talking in the middle of nowhere. He goes on and says, Vayikra Moshe, HaKol Hoylech, Magiel Yisrael, Yachol, Aflaf, Sarko, Soysa, Kriya. What? What is this doing here? Whoever asked you? I would think for the Hafsakos. What? Why in the world did Rashi inject this whole sentence over here? It makes perfect, now everything fits together. Because there's, we have a Vav HaChibur taking us back four blank lines to to the end of Chumash Shemois. There's a void. That's a massive hafsaka. That's a massive hafsaka. Those four. If this Vav is taking us back to the Kvod Hashem in the end of Shemois, how do you deal with that? So the answer is, because during the Hafsaka, there is no Vayikra. The Vayikra is only at the time of the Dibur. The word Vayikra cannot appear at the end of Chumash Shemois. Because since the end of Chumash Shemois is going to be a Hefsik of four blank lines, you can't write the word Vayikra and then have four blank lines, because there is no Chiba during the moments of Hafsaka. So the Vayikra has to first only appear in the beginning of Vayikra. That explains why this part of Rashi is here as well. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're out of time. Very interesting over here with this Targum. I hope you got something out of this. Have a wonderful evening. All the best. Mayor Stark, I see you here. What's doing with you, Mayor Stark? You have to unmute yourself, Mayor Stark. Mayor Stark, you have to unmute yourself. How are you doing? Mayor Stark, you're on mute. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay, I don't know how to press this little thing here. I'd like to know how to do, when you send the, on your my smartphone, there's no password, so I chatted. What is the password if I want to get on the desktop? You just have on the site here, you press the button and you get onto the smartphone. I don't know how to do that from the desktop for the night shift.
All right, I have to go put up a link there as well. There really is a link there. There is a link there, but it's not clear.
The link is only for the smartphone.
No, I know there's a link on the main page. I have to put it there. Okay, I'll put up the link. I'll believe that there as soon as I have a chance.
It just has the multi number for the night here, but it doesn't have the password.
Okay, believe that there.
The link, I typed in all the 20, 30 numbers, but that didn't help me.
All right, okay, I'll take care of it. Okay, believe that, and I'll take care of that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Everything okay by you? Are you okay?
Today was a very bad day, emotionally. Today was a very, very bad day. Okay, I didn't get much done because of that. Okay.
All right. Shabbi gesund.
Take care.
Okay, sei gesund.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, man.
You know, Mayor Abeldorf, you know, David, Jalal, our friend, you know, he had major surgery.